Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dejanti. How may I help you?
Yes. Your name is Dejon?
Dejanti.
Could you spell that for me?
DEJH.
BE.
D as in dog.
Okay, DE.
JHANTI.
ANTI. Okay. I'm calling about some charges on my credit card. I discussed it with somebody there probably about a month ago, and I was supposed to get a credit. I had a $56.95 charge on 9/23. And let me see here. On 8/22, I had a $67.32 charge for some phantom service or something. I don't know what it could be. I didn't sign up for this. It must have been in a fine print when I provided my credit card.
Okay, well, can I go ahead and get your zip code so I can pull that account up?
Yeah, it's 27571. And I have some confirmation numbers for the credit I was supposed to get.
Okay, what's that first and last name?
John Linko, Linko.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
239 Northwick Road, Rollsville, North Carolina, 27571.
Okay, just give me a few minutes while your account loads.
Do you want these, would these confirmation numbers help you?
No, sir. I pulled your account up. I'm just waiting on it to load. The system's moving kind of slow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I do see August 16th, you ordered a technical bag.
Yeah, big mistake. It's not anything appropriate for me to use. I'd like to know if I could return that. Get
Okay.
a RMA number.
And you wanted to the charges on, let me go to this. And the charges on 9/23.
Yeah, 9/23, $56.95. 8/22, $67.32. And then the agreed upon charge on 8/16, the initial offer, $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Okay, I do see that the charge from 9/23 had a partial refund. Okay.
Could you describe to me what these bills are for? 'Cause I didn't read every last little fine print on the, and I'll never do this again, but what exactly am I paying $67 for? $67 is very valuable to me. I'm on a fixed income. My wife has dementia. I got huge hospital bills and care expenses for her, and $67 is a lot of money to me.
Yes, sir, I do understand. When you signed up for that tactical bag, when you signed up to order that tactical bag, it automatically enrolls you in the online. It's an online store, and it's an online discount store. And the online discount store, they send you a $125 voucher each month for you to spend at that store. And so that's what that $56 is for.
I never got any voucher in the mail.
No, sir, it doesn't come in the mail. It's on the website for that store.
What is the website? I wasn't aware of any website where I could go and spend $125. What is the website?
Give me 1 second, I'll pull that website up for you, okay?
Would I be able to use any of this money?
Yes, sir. Once you cancel your membership, you do have until the end of that month to use any voucher that was previously put on from each month.
I don't have any vouchers. I never had a website. I never had any information to order anything. I just don't know what this is. I don't know how anybody could do this to other people.
Let me see. And are you still being charged for it, or?
No, I was so upset about this. I called the credit card company and said, cancel my credit card because I'm getting charges against my credit card that I don't know anything about. I never got any notification in an email. I never got any indication that I was getting some kind of voucher from some phantom company. I have no idea what this is. I still don't know what it is.
Okay, well, the last charge was $923, and it was partially refunded, and in this account was, make sure that it was canceled. And this, your account was canceled with them, and so you shouldn't be receiving any more.
No, because I changed my credit card. But at any rate, what was the refund for? I haven't seen any indication in any of my credit card itemized charges that shows I got some kind of a refund from this company. Wage Electric? Is that what it is?
That should be it. But it's, you were refunded the 20, it's 28, you got a refund for $28.48 from that charge from $923.
And what date was that refund sent to my credit card?
On the 31st.
Of September?
October.
October?
Mm-hmm.
10, 31st, 31, 22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I have a record here saying that I was going to get a $62.14 refund, and I have the confirmation numbers.
And the notes for the account, it does show that she spoke to you about 50%, and that it was that you guys agreed on 50%. So she refunded you $28.48 on the 31st.
Well, what about the $62.14 and the confirmation numbers? I have 261-775-677 and 261-386-088.
And for that charge, the 6732. For that charge, she refunded $33.66 on 1031 as well.
So
you should have
48 and 33.66 on 1031.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I didn't see that. How would I be able to identify those credits? Because I don't see it on my credit card.
Give me 1 second and let me see if I can get the name for you.
Okay.
I'm still here. Just give me a few more moments.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much for holding for me. I did speak with the supervisor to try to get the name for you, but she did state that this is a third-party call center, and so we wouldn't necessarily know the name that will be on your credit card statement.
I just don't see any refund. It shows anything showing $62.14.
Your refund would have been around between the 7th and the 9th of this month, because it does come anywhere from 3 to 5 days after your refund is issued.
7th to the 9th of November.
Mm-hmm. Look between, because it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 days for the refund to actually show up on your card. And so 3 to 5 business days from the 31st is where I would feel like you should look for both of those numbers.
7th to the 9th, okay. Well, the other thing is can I get an RMA to return this bag, because I can't use it. It's a piece of junk. I spent, how much did I spend? $60 or $70 for a piece of junk.
You would have to return it to the company that you got it from, the original address that you got it from, and after it's returned, then that company will be able to issue you the refund for it after they've received it.
Do you have any information on that company? I have the bill. It's 140 West 29th Street, Pueblo, Colorado, but I don't have the name of the company other than this E New Age Electric.
On that, with that information, do you see a phone number?
Yeah, I see a phone number, and that phone number is to you. 833-246-5406.
Okay, let me see if we have the address. Well, that's the
address I have from the bill relating a packing slip is 140 West 29th Street, Suite 154, Pueblo, Colorado, 81008. But it doesn't give a name of the company or anything.
Okay. Once that item is returned, it'll show up in the system as returned. And then it'll issue you you'll be able to call back, and then it'll get you your refund. And are you trying to get a refund for the $7?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to recover as much money as I can.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we all have to pay for food and gas, and I'm paying for a lot of medical expenses. And this is really, I'll never ever expose myself to anything like this again. And there's not going to be any free items ever. This is cruel and unusual punishment. This is a scam. It may not be illegal, but this is a scam.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Once you get that item returned, it will show up in the system and you'll be able to give us a call back and check on it, and then we'll be able to issue you a refund for that $7.95.
I just don't know how to contact these people. The only number I have an address, but I don't have any idea how to contact them to get an RMA number to return the item. I know you're a third party service provider, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me.
So it keeps them isolated from complaints by doing a third party service provider. It's a real vicious cycle that's going on here. It's sort of disturbing that living in a civilized country that this is going on. This is like something that would go on in Nigeria or someplace.
I can give you the website for that bag, and then you can go through that website and...
Okay.
It's Get Your...
Get Your, all one word.
Mm-hmm. This is all one word. GetYourDeluxeProducts.com.
DELUXE.
Mm-hmm. And then
Get
products
Your Deluxe Product.
Products with an S.
With an S?
Mm-hmm.
.com. Do I have any... Do I have any money that I can use to get a product or to try to recover the rest of the money that I lost?
Well, with the vouchers, it's not like money that you can use in the free world. It's just simply for their website.
Okay, so those vouchers, do I have any... Can I redeem any of the thing that's left from the vouchers that I allegedly purchased?
You will have to go through the website and log into it.
Okay. So I get your deluxeproducts.com. You're saying that they expire? Or when do they expire?
Let me see when you cancel. Should be at the end of this month. The last day of this month, all of them will expire. And so go ahead and go through that website, log in, check and see how much you have on there, and then you'll be able to use those vouchers through that website.
So I might be able to use something remaining from the $9.23, $56.95 charge?
Yes, sir.
So at the end of November...
Yes, sir.
When you say log in, am I supposed to have some kind of a... When I log in, I have to create a password and all that?
When you signed up for it, any emails that they sent you when you initially signed up for the free bag, when you initially signed up for that, any emails that they sent you from their website?
Yeah, I don't remember any... I don't remember getting any kind of emails from them, from GetYourDeluxeProducts.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't remember anything from them. The only thing I have is a packing slip. I don't think I ever got an email from them. I had no knowledge of this going on. Is there anything else you can tell me that might help me trying to recover some of this money?
No, sir. We can't see much on this side. But was
All
there
right.
anything else that I could help you with?
The company, can they be identified as like a trail merchant?
I'm not sure.
Is that what these are? Like products that are like trail products? You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, now the $62.14, you're saying I might not get that until, well, should be somewhere on my current monthly statement, I guess.
Yes, sir.
If I can't find it, who do I contact to try to, if I can't find this refund?
You would need to contact your credit card company and see how long they see the time that they expect for refunds to come back, because some places are 3 to 5 days, some are 7 to 10 days, and so you would need to call your credit card company.
3 to 5 or 7 to 10 days. Now, do I have the confirmation numbers I have? Are they right?
Yes, sir.
261-775-677 and 261-386-088?
Yes, sir.
And which one is which?
The 261-775-677 is for the 2848. Yes, and then the
last one was
the 261-386-088 is for the
3366.
Yes, that's for.
Okay. All right. There isn't any going to be any other confirmation numbers that I can refer to if I call back.
No, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening.